Enzastaurin was initially developed as a protein kinase C inhibitor, and it turns out to have a whole series of other activities. And I think we have this love in medical oncology, and everyone, the buzzword is targeted therapy, and everyone wants a single target. And I think in some diseases, and CML is a beautiful example of that, hitting a single target with a very small bullet is a beautiful way to treat patients, totally change the nature of the disease. I think lung cancer is a different animal, and I think, you know, in our naivete, when we started thinking about these early targeted trials, if you have an onrushing elephant, it doesn't matter how beautiful your little bullet is, you're not going to stop the elephant. And I think of enzastaurin as almost like a shotgun. So it's still targeted therapy, but instead of just having one single target, we're hitting a whole series of targets. And I think if you have an onrushing elephant like lung cancer, you may be better off with a shotgun than with a single elegant bullet.
Can you talk about some of the other TKIs that are out there and sort of what we know about them in lung cancer?
I think we're in a situation where every drug company is actively trying to develop one of these drugs because they've seen how well Tarceva has done and really how well Iressa did for a drug that's now been taken off the market. So there's a lot of appeal to these drugs. They all have kind of different patterns of activity. And which one is going to be best in which particular situation, I think, is going to really take quite a bit of time to sort out. It's a good problem to have in lung cancer because there have been times where we really wonder if we have any drugs that are going to help. And now, though, we have almost an embarrassment of riches. We have all of these drugs that have slightly different spectrums of activity, and exactly which drug is going to be best in which circumstance, and even dosing is going to be important, is a little bit unclear. A good example of that is ZD6474, which is a new drug that's currently in phase 3. In fact, we're participating in part of the phase 3 program looking at docetaxel alone versus docetaxel plus ZD6474. In the early work with the drug, though, they found that at one dose of ZD6474, the drug primarily inhibits EGFR, so it becomes Tarceva or Iressa. And actually, if anything, seemed to make patients do worse, didn't seem to improve. On the other hand, at the dose which is now going forward, where the drug is primarily a VEGF drug, it does appear, at least based on the phase 2 data, to improve outcomes. So I think dosing of these drugs to kind of modulate the activity that we're interested in, as well as choosing which drug to use in which particular circumstance, are going to be really challenges going ahead in this area. And then once we get that part of it sorted out, we'll start combining these drugs into different cocktails.
What have we seen in terms of safety and toxicity issues with these agents?
In general, they've been very well tolerated, and the early experience with these oral drugs have been that we have not seen the catastrophic bleeding problems that were seen in that original ECOG pilot trial with bevacizumab and lung cancer. So it does seem that these drugs generally are pretty well tolerated and have very limited toxicity issues.
Although I thought that Mark Sosinski had presented some cases of pulmonary hemorrhage with sunitinib.
Yes, there have been some with Sutent, that is correct, in the trial that he presented at ASCO last year. To date, that has not been seen with enzastaurin, either in our experience or what's been reported. And again, whether that's going to be a class effect or, again, be very individualized to these oral drugs is unclear.